This chazar zechin neshba cheskes shvagam v'am yehuda mesechtes kesubas daf lamin aleph. Zachtumar, we said earlier that Rav Chista said that Rav Nechunya agrees that where someone stole chaylev and ate it, he'd be chayev to pay because he was chayev for stealing when he lifted the chaylev, but he's not chayev karas until he actually ate the chaylev. Fakmar, should we say that Rav Chista argues with Rabbi Oven? Because Rabbi Oven says that if someone shoots an arrow 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos and it tears someone's clothing or cloth in the process, he's potter from having to pay the money because the uprooting and movement of the arrow is part and parcel of its landing and causing him to be chayev for Shabbos. According to this, the lifting of the chaylev is also part and parcel of his eating it, and he should therefore should not be chayev to pay through his lifting, because at that point he's also being chayev for the chaylev. Mara says, no, the cases are very different. It's possible to be chayev without the uprooting of the arrow. I'm sorry, it's impossible to be chayev without the uprooting of the arrow, but it is not necessary to lift the chaylev in order to eat it, because he can bend down and eat it, and therefore it's not considered to be a necessary part and parcel piece of the eating it. Mara says, second teretz, in the case of the arrow, once he releases the arrow, it can't be stopped from ripping the cloth, and that's why it's part of the same action. However, after lifting the chaylev, it's still possible for him not to eat it. Therefore, it's not considered to be part of the same action. The Mara says the difference between the answers would be where one carried a knife 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and ripped a cloth in the process. According to the first answer, he'd be potter because it's part of lifting it. It's part of the chi of Shabbos is the act of cutting it also. But however, according to the second answer, he would be chayiv to pay. Why? Because he could stop himself. So it's not from carrying it, and therefore it's not part of the same action. Rabbi Abaye asked on Rabbi Oven, a braisa says, if someone steals a wallet on Shabbos, lifts it up and carries it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, he's chayiv to pay for what he stole because the stealing took place before the chiyuv misa of carrying it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. If he dragged it out, he'd be potter from paying because the stealing and iser Shabbos happened when he dragged it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Now, according to Rabbi Oven, in the first case, we should also say that the lifting was part and parcel of the carrying into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and he should therefore be potter from paying. Murray answers, the case where he lifted it without intention to take it out of the house. So the lifting is not called an akira, and it's not part and parcel of the carrying it outside. Back to Gemara, he wouldn't be chayiv if that were the case, because of Rav Simon in the name of Rav Ami in the name of Rabbi Yechonon said that if one lifts something to move it within the house and then he then decides to take it out, he would be potter. And for the Gemara, the reason he's chayiv for the stealing is because after lifting it, he stopped in the house and then started moving again and carried the item out. The original lifting is therefore not the akira that makes him chayiv for Shabbos. In fact, Gemara, presumably this would mean that he'd be chayiv to pay only if he stopped to rest. But if he stopped to adjust the package on his shoulder, since that's normal, it would not be considered to be a full stop, and he would therefore be potter from paying because it's one action. If so, instead of the braisa giving the case of him dragging the item out to give an example of where he'd be potter from paying, why can't it give the example of where he stopped to adjust the package? And for the Gemara, it must be that the reason he's chayev to pay is because the braisa follows Ben Azai, who holds that one who is walking is considered to be making a stop and a new akir with every step. If so, the stealing was done before he was chayev for Shabbos. If so, when the braisa wants to give a case where he's potter from paying, instead of giving the case where he dragged the item, why doesn't the braisa give the case of where he threw the item, in which case the stealing and the chiyuv of Shabbos come from the same action, he would therefore be potter? Instead, the braisa wanted to give the case of dragging the item because one would think this is not the normal way of carrying it, and he would therefore not be chayiv for Shabbos at all. The braisa teaches that he is chayiv. Zakhtamar, the braisa must be discussing a medium-sized item, because if it's a large item, it would be normal to drag it. If it was a small item, it wouldn't be normal. Zakhtamar, where was the item dragged to? If it was dragged into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, he'd be chayiv for Shabbos, but would not be chayiv for stealing, because he can't be koinit with Mashiach in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. If he dragged it into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he'd be chayiv for stealing, but wouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos. The Gemara says the case is where he dragged it into the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, where you can be kaina with Mashiach. Frek, who would this follow? Kunter believes that the sides of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbah have the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and therefore you can't even be kaina there. And according to Rabbanan, it has the status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So for tomorrow, it follows Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that regarding Shabbos, it has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, but regarding Kinyan, one can be kaina there with Mashiach. Rav Ashi said that the braisa is discussing where he dragged the item but held it in his hand, which was within 3 tefachim to the ground. Although it's considered to be dragging, he's koinit. Like Rava says, that a person's hand gives the significance of allowing him to be koinit something that's placed in it. Rav Acher explained the braisa like this as well. Ravina said that the case is where he dragged it and he's koinit because a thief can be koinit with Mashiach even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. That's his shita.